Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're also live on Facebook because I want to help women. No one is really publicly talking about a huge problem for women right now, and I'm talking about cut and color. Women can't color their hair right now, and they can't get their hair cut. I thought it would be fun to bring on my wife Sarah's hairstylist from Royale of London at Broadway and Oakley in Lincoln Park. It is Jenny Malko. Jenny, how are you?
I'm great, sweetie. How are you, Pete?
Have you cut your own hair during the pandemic?
I personally have because I'm a hairdresser, but I wouldn't recommend
it. Is it easy for a hairdresser? I know you know how to cut hair, but it's got to be tough to cut your own hair.
The only hair I cut on my head is my bangs. That's it. I wouldn't recommend any client of mine cutting their hair.
How many people have called you and begged you to open up so they could get their hair cut and colored?
Oh, my God. I can't even begin to tell you. My phone has been nonstop. My social media. I kind of get it. Well, I understand.
Yeah, you can't do it right now. That's the mandate from the governor, mandate from the mayor, essential businesses, hairstylists. I mean, some women would say that's an essential business, but it's not. So here is the deal, Jenny. The reason that we wanted to have you on is because everything, by the way, Jenny is very black and white. She and I have my hand on the dump button just in case because you swear like a sailor. But I want to help.
I won't be doing that today.
I want to help women right now. What can they do if they want to color their hair?
So I'm definitely going to I'm definitely going to be against any woman trying to color their hair. I've told all my clients they can't be doing that. I don't agree with anyone coloring their own hair. There are so many products out there. For instance, if they're trying to cover up their gray hair, there's a great product that women can purchase. I believe Amazon actually retails it for $35. It's a product called Wow. It's almost like an eyeshadow and eyebrow filler, and it's not a stiff, tacky product like so many out there. It's water resistant. It does the job. That's all I'm going to be honest with you. That's all I'm going to recommend, and I feel like every stylist would agree with me.
Jenny, it's called Wow, W-O-W?
Yes, it's called Wow, and I believe Amazon sells it for about $35, and it does wonders. It's even great for fine hair to fill in gaps that are, thinning. There's a lot of great, it has a lot of great.
Well, Jenny, why can't they just go to a pharmacy or somewhere in or the grocery store and just pick up a little bit of color if they need to fill in their roots?
So let's be realistic. We all have those clients that we tell not to color their hair. They're still going to go out there and do it. The issue is we're closed. So if you do make a mistake, we're not there to fix it for you. So I would recommend to just hold on. I know it's hard, but times like this, there are worse things going on right now. I would just try to hold on a little more. Maybe this is a time, for all our clients to give themselves treatment, conditioning treatment. Okay. You want to grow out your hair, this is a perfect time. People like their hair shorter. I understand that. But then once we're open, you come in, you get a great haircut. Try to hold on.
Getting text messages right now, 847 area code. Pete, I've cut my own hair twice during the coronavirus time. I know it's totally uneven, but I don't care. I needed to cut it.
Yeah, and you are going to have those people that are going to do it. I mean, even when there are no crises like this going on, we always recommend our clients not to cut their hair. They still come in with their bangs bodged up and, one side shorter than the other. If you're going to do it, take less off.
Take
That's
less.
All I'm going to recommend. Less is more.
You don't recommend watching a YouTube video just to trim up your hair?
I'm going to be honest with you, definitely not. Please don't do that. To everyone out there, do not do that.
We're talking
That's
with
not the way to go.
We're talking with Jenny Malko from Royale of London in Lincoln Park. So cutting your own hair is a no-no. What can women do that need their hair cut right now? What do they do with their hair? They put it up in a ponytail? What would you suggest?
Put it up in a ponytail, style it differently, give yourself a great blow dry, Just try to stay away from those scissors. That's all I'm going to be able to tell you. I mean, I'm being really honest out here, and I feel like every stylist out there would agree with me. We hopefully will be back soon. And this way you're not going to be, you mess up your hair, whether it's color, chemicals, haircut, You're sitting there looking at it every day. So I feel like that's going to make you feel worse.
Okay. 630 area code. Can I read this? What if I get my color number from my stylist?
So, okay, if you have a close relationship with your stylist, which many of my clients do, I can give my clients every shade that I know that I use on their hair. They can go on Amazon. We use Goldwell, Top Chic. It's there. How are they going to apply it? That's what scares me. You know, if you have highlighted hair, you apply it, you have one spot on that blonde, you have a spot on there that's dark now. So it's, yeah, I can't tell you not to do it, but...
Right.
I'm going to say, try to stay away from it.
Another 630 area code. I'm a stylist. I agree with everything Jenny is saying. Do not cut your hair. Don't color your hair. Please hold out and wait for us to be back.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I feel like every stylist would say this because, you know, we love our clients down there. We love making them look beautiful. Once they've messed up, especially a chemical procedure, what happens is it takes us so much more work to correct that color that they've just messed up, and it costs so much more money. Just, you know, the wow is amazing if you have gray hair. If you have highlight hair and your dark roots are growing in, there are 8 different shades of wow, and I believe there's a lighter shade where you can put it on darker hair, and it gives the illusion of it looking a little lighter. It's not just the women that have gray hair that are having problems right now. It's women that have blonde hair that their roots are growing in.
Ah.
So it's everyone. Yeah, it's everyone. We're all in the same boat right now.
That's all I've heard from women. Oh, my gosh, I need my hair cut, and I need color.
It's really hard. And you know what? It's hard for us, too. We miss our jobs. We miss making our clients look beautiful. So we're ready to take care of them, too, once everything is back to normal. Hopefully, God willing, everything will be back to normal soon. I think the most important thing right now is for us to all be safe and healthy and, you know, try to look over this.
Right. I mean, if people are cutting their own hair at their home, like that woman talking about cutting her bangs, that's going to be harder for you once they get back in the chair.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're really not going to be able to do much. They just have to let it grow out. And then it looks really bad with bangs are too short. That's probably the worst thing you could do. And I know there are some women out there that really have to cut their bangs because it's happened. I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years. If I tell you nobody's cut their own hair, I'd be lying. A lot of my clients have. And if they're listening, they know who they are. And trust me, they regret it. We're not there. Remember one thing. We're not there tomorrow or next week right now to fix it for you. So just try to hold on.
Oh, it's so funny. We're live on Facebook right now. We have Jenny Malko from Royal of London, located in Lincoln Park. She does hair. I'm getting text messages. I have a huge, just imagine a 19-inch television screen. I can't keep up with the text messages about hair, but a few of them asked, is there anything that I can buy in the store to cover my roots?
Okay, I'm still not recommending they do. If
yes.
you're gonna really go out there and do it, we use Goldwell. It's Top Chic Goldwell permanent color. I would not recommend over the store, over the counter color box. Definitely, please do not do that. You look at that shade and it's so wrong. It always comes up a few shades lighter, a few shades darker. Also, I'm gonna recommend go a little lighter than darker because if you're lighter, we can always correct that. If you're too dark, we cannot correct it. We have to bleach it. And that's the last thing we want to do.
Jenny, that's called Goldwell, you said?
Yes. It's Goldwell Top Chic. It's permanent color. I believe Amazon sell that too. For instance, if you're dark, I'm going to give you a very, slim example. You're dark brown hair. You want to cover those grays. Put on 5NN with 20 volume. It will cover it. But I still will tell you, do not do it. But I know there are so many of you out there that will do it. You will not listen to us. So,
they are not.
I'm going to keep saying, just wait for us. But, we could go on for hours. We could have, I've even thought, my clients have tried to FaceTime me and have me look at their roots. And, I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't told anyone to go purchase a color because I know if something happens,
they're going to screw it up.
Yeah, and if you do it, listen, let's be realistic. If you're going to go out there and do it, okay, let's do it. Put a tiny area, maybe by the, your hairline, just
okay.
a small area. Wait 35 minutes, see how it comes out. If it's a great, if it's good, you feel like you're happy with that, okay, go ahead and do your roots only, not the ends, just what's grown out.
And can you mention, it's called WOW, the first thing that you mentioned just to cover things that's water resistant, but it'll come out with the shampoo. W-O-W. You said it was $35 available at Amazon. They can pick that up, too.
Yes, and there are 8 different shades that you can pick from. It's, I mean, we used to sell it. We used to sell it for years. We don't sell it anymore in the salon. I believe Sarah actually has one. So, you know, it's great for covering gray. It really does do the job. It's almost like an eyeshadow. There are loads of products that are very similar. There are sprays. There are powders. I'm not crazy about all of them. They feel a little sticky and tacky. This stuff is really dry. It's... Ladies, please go buy yourself a little pack of WOW and stay away from the chemicals.
Buy the WOW, stay away from the chemicals, because this is going to go on for another 4 weeks, and they have to be ready for that.
Yeah, yeah. Just put on your beautiful makeup, get dressed up, sit on your couch, and watch a great movie or something, or read a book. Just don't even look at those gray hairs. They'll be gone soon.
Jenny, we promise you. Jenny Malko from Royale of London at Broadway and Oakley in Lincoln Park. Jenny, you're the best. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for having me on here, Pete.
And I didn't have to press the dump button to...
yep, see, I was good.
You didn't
Not even one swear word.
She didn't swear at all. Thank you, Jenny. And ladies, just to recap, do not color your own hair. Do not cut your own hair.